what will happen next at the southern border. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A state of emergency is in effect in El Paso, Texas, as migrants swarm the city and sleep on sidewalks.
I absolutely do believe that this is an invasion, and I do believe that we could declare it as such.
Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. In a few days, even more migrants are expected when an immigration restriction expires. No charges have been announced in Georgia, where gun violence has killed two teenagers and injured three other minors.
An apartment community in southwest Atlanta turned into a massive crime scene Saturday night after what police are calling a shootout.
Tyler Fingert with Fox 5 in Atlanta. Police say the fight started on social media. A Florida boy is dead after accidentally shooting himself. The 12-year-old died Friday after police say the victim and a friend found a loaded gun inside a car at a home in the Tampa area.
The boy didn't live in the home. Police say this happened at his friend's house. When officers spoke to the boy's mother at the hospital, she told them she thought there was an adult supervising the kids, but police say there were no adults there. Investigators say the adults who live there were at work and didn't know a guest was over. They also did not give their kid permission to have a guest over while they were at work, according to police.
That's Justin Williams with Fox 13 in Tampa. The boy was treated for his injuries at the scene and then rushed to a hospital where he died. At the World Cup final, an extraordinary match between Argentina and France. Argentina winning on penalty kicks. Argentina winning the World Cup. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID-19 never went away, but it's coming back with a vengeance now.
Dr. Ashish Jha is urging people of all eligible ages to get the latest COVID booster if they have not. On ABC's This Week, Dr. Jha says there are reasons COVID infections have surged since Thanksgiving.
In colder, drier air, the virus spreads more efficiently. People are gathering, as they should, because it's really important to gather with family and friends. And so that combination is what is driving the increase.
Concerns about COVID and two other illnesses, the flu and RSV, have led to hospitals being at or beyond capacity in many cities.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Stormy weather could be coming back just in time for the Christmas weekend. A system bringing snow is expected to rev up in the Great Lakes region on Wednesday or Thursday. We've learned something new about Pope Francis.
In an interview with a Spanish newspaper, the pontiff revealed that he has an out should ill health prevent him from performing his responsibilities as head of the Roman Catholic Church. He said that shortly after his election in 2013, he wrote a letter of resignation that he presumes is being held by the number two in the hierarchy of the Vatican, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Francis, who just turned 86, has had his share of health issues, most recently surgery in 2021 to repair a bowel problem and a bad knee that required the use of a wheelchair for several months. Francis's predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, became the first pope in 600 years to step down following health woes of his own, a decision hailed by Francis, which led directly to his papacy. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The Festival of Lights begins tonight as Jews around the world celebrate the eight-day holiday of Hanukkah. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.